This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Luigi Mangione is expected in court this morning. The AP's Donna Water.
The man accused of gunning down the CEO of United Healthcare on a Manhattan street is scheduled to appear in court in Pennsylvania today for a preliminary hearing on forgery and firearms charges. A person familiar with the matter says Luigi Mangione is also expected to waive extradition, clearing the way for his return to New York. If the judge in Blair County, Pennsylvania authorizes the extradition, Mangione could be brought back to New York to appear in state court for arraignment as soon as this afternoon. Mangione faces charges of murder as an act of terrorism in New York for the December 4th killing of United Healthcare chief executive Brian Thompson.
With just days to go until the big holidays, workers at seven Amazon facilities are beginning a strike this morning. The union says Amazon ignored a December 15th deadline for contract negotiations. Amazon says it does not expect an impact on its operations. President-elect Trump says it's full of giveaways to Democrats. He's slamming a plan that would have prevented a government shutdown, and now lawmakers are scrambling. The AP's Kevin Frecking.
It was already going to be a heavy lift for Republicans and Democrats to come together on a bill that would avoid a shutdown before midnight Friday, as well as provide $100 billion in disaster aid and $10 billion in economic relief for farmers. But that heavy lift got much more difficult on Wednesday when President-elect Donald Trump came out against the bill.
Late into the night, House Speaker Mike Johnson worked at the Capitol to try to engineer a new plan. The teenager who killed two people at a school in Wisconsin, then killed herself, was said to be in contact with a man in California who authorities say was planning to attack a government building. This is AP News. An animal is a star this holiday season.
A huge rodent has become the holiday season it animal. There are capybara slippers, purses, robes, and bath bombs.
Capybaras are the world's largest rodent and weigh over 100 pounds.
Toy buyer Jessica Dietzen says there are plenty of cuddly, plush capybaras too. But Sharon Bryce John at Build-A-Bear says anything capybara is selling fast.
A cookie capybara that we made just for the holidays. The large size sold out very quickly.
Toy store owner Richard Durr says when the pandemic started, kids couldn't get enough of plush toys.
They sought comfort, they sought joy, they sought a texture of softness or cuddliness, and that's when plush took off.
Tiny capybaras can also be seen on bedding, T-shirts, phone cases, mugs, and keychains. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.